This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Well, we've had a week, haven't we? I am going to get into the details of the Greenwood Mall shooting, but there's a couple of things that are popping up that I want to start out with. First of all, the New York Times has gotten out there, and every left-leaning post out there is doing this, every left-leaning outlet. They're churning out these pieces that good guys with guns are rare. Now, I, as a gun carrier and a Second Amendment advocate, am not going to, and I don't know anybody who actually is a gunfighter, trains to be a gunfighter. I train to be a gunfighter. I don't think any of us out there think that carrying a gun means you win by default. It is not a panacea. We know that the nihilistic mass shooter problem is crying out for some sort of holistic societal remedy. This is not about guns. This is about people. There's no one solution. But it's clear from the various statistics offered in pieces like the one from the New York Times that concealed carry saves lives. They're trying to make one case and they come out, the unintended consequence is they actually come out on our side. Now, consider this. Number one, Eli Dickin, that 22-year-old kid, he is an absolute stud. He took down the shooter with 8 of 10 shots at 40 yards in 15 seconds after the incident begins. He showed more bravery, more composure, more presence of mind than the hundreds of cops milling around while students were being slaughtered in a Uvalde school. Number two, the reason that he was armed with a 9mm at the Greenwood Mall is that Indiana had recently passed a permitless carry law, which removed license requirements for handgun carriers. Though you do have to still get a background check, and that's the thing that they always like to omit. I've had some Republicans tell me that permitless carry would mean that criminals could carry guns, which that's not what it means at all. You can assume that Dickin would not have brought any weapon with him had it been illegal to do so, but that the killer, Jonathan Douglas Sapirman, would have shown up with his 100 rounds, 2 ARs, and a pistol, regardless of how forcefully the signs in the mall informed him that he was in a gun-free zone. Now, the mall, Simon Mall, has a no-weapons-allowed policy, but that is not law. Remember that. Policy, but not law. Number three, the New York Times refers to Dickin's shooting as a statistical unicorn, but is it? An examination of 433 active shooter attacks in the United States between 2000 and 2021 showed that only 22 ended with a bystander shooting an attacker, according to data from the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Center at Texas State University. But only 22 of 433 incidents is 5%. So that roughly translates to 440 lives saved. That's significant. That's a significant number of lives saved. That's more lives saved than die in Baltimore yearly, annually. That's a lot of lives saved by bystanders taking down shooters. And that in and of itself is more effective than any Democrat-led policy effort on gun safety. And it is more responsive and it is more life-saving than calling the cops, without a doubt. When the Washington Post fact-checkers looked at 41 of the most deadly mass shootings since 2015, they could come up with only two instances where universal background checks might have averted a shooting. Now, that is debatable in both instances because, unlike the shooters who were killed by bystanders, we have no idea what alternative actions would-be rampage killers might take. But for the sake of argument, let's concede that universal background checks stop just under 5% of the worst mass shootings. There's no reason to believe the percentage rises with a bigger sample size. Would they categorize the policy's effectiveness at the New York Times, that is, as a statistical unicorn. No, that would be met with, you know, this is what this is meant to do. We knew it wouldn't stop everything. Now, then there's this 5% number that we're coming up with. You know, they're basing this on their statistics, so let's use that. First of all, we know the overwhelming number of rampage killings occur in places where citizens are forbidden by law, not by policy, but by law, to carry guns for self-protection. And how many of these rampages would be stopped or more quickly ended if teachers or movie theater patrons or mall goers were allowed to legally carry weapons? And that would surely be more than 5%, maybe a lot more. Here in South Carolina, if there's a sign saying no guns allowed, and they have it, it's a legal sign, and they have it everywhere it's supposed to be, they have the force of law behind them. That means if I get caught carrying a gun in there, I have broken the law. Not a policy, but a law. You got to know the difference between the two, and you got to know when they apply. Number five, Adam Skaggs, Chief Counsel and Policy Director at Giffords, told the Times that good guys with guns are exceedingly rare, and the exception rather than the rule. The reality is that more people carrying guns means more conflicts escalating into deadly violence and more people being shot and killed. And that is not the reality. Thank you, Mr. Skaggs, for wasting our time. There's little correlation between high levels of gun ownership and criminality. There are counties where gun ownership is widespread and there's very little of it. There are urban areas where the percentage of gun ownership is low and they have exceedingly high criminality. And there's places with low gun ownership with low criminality. But the reality is that guns exist in this country. Hundreds of millions of them. Society should be incentivizing responsible ownership and punishing irresponsible ownership and possession. And the fact that we strip people of that ability to protect themselves is indefensible. But we have to make certain designations understood. First of all, and young Mr. Dickin, he obviously understood this. When this unfolds, and we're going to talk about things that we're actually going to talk about details in this incident later on. But when this begins to unfold in front of him, or in front of anybody, you're going to be quicker than the police. In this case, three people lost their life. Do I like that? Not at all. Do I like that 20 people didn't lose their life? You betcha. But consider this. This guy came in with, they say, 100 rounds of ammunition, which I'm going to presume was loaded into magazines, which would mean that he had maybe one 40-rounder and two 30-rounders or something. I don't know how this was set up and what configuration. He started his rampage, and in 15 seconds, which was how long his rampage lasted, he fired 24 rounds. In 15 seconds. He hit five people. Which is five too many. No doubt about it. But 15 seconds into this, this is not, you know, it took a minute for young Mr. Dickin to apparently identify who it was, see it, bring up the gun, get the sight picture. 15 seconds, close with, seek out, and then he fired 10 rounds at him and hit him 8 times at 40 yards. That is just, I mean, that level of effectiveness is the kind of thing that every instructor wants to teach. And yet this kid was not, you know, he's not a former Navy SEAL. He's not a former HRT member of the FBI. He's just a 22-year-old kid who could legally buy a gun, who bought a gun, who was carrying a gun. Instinctively, he is good. Gosh, he's good. So good. I mean, you just can't argue with that. And they can't stand the idea that in this moment, when they're so desperately looking for an issue, that they're going to denigrate somebody who saved countless lives and mitigated the loss of life. They can't stand that. So they're trying to point all these things out and take away from the absolutely courageous thing that this kid did, and I just find that sort of stupid. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Eli Dickin, the 22-year-old Hoosier, he did what? Well, I mean, the example he set is astounding. He was at the mall Sunday evening with his girlfriend. He was carrying a Glock. And I'm sure when he went out with his girlfriend, I don't know him. I don't know anything about him, and I'm not going to presume to know what he was thinking, but I'm sure he was not thinking that he was going to have to engage a rampage killer. You do that thinking, I might have to, but at the same time, you don't really think you're going to, because nationally, statistically, you're probably not going to. But when it happened, and initially the reports were coming out that he responded and eliminated this guy in 2 minutes. And that was way off the mark, because it was actually 15 seconds. In contrast, after a shooter began firing on children and teachers in Uvalde, Texas, less than 2 months ago, it took police 78 minutes of cowardice before finally a Border Patrol team just completely disregarded the local police and went in there and killed the killer, who was now by himself, for the most part. Shooter in Greenwood, Indiana, took the lives of 3 victims before Dickon stopped him. In Uvalde, the death toll was 7 times that. No mitigation put in place at all. Dickon had no police training and no military background. This according to Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen, who added that his actions were nothing short of heroic. He engaged the gunman from quite a distance with a handgun, was very tactically sound, and as he moved to close in on the suspect, he was also motioning people to exit behind him. He did not hold a permit, but legally carried the handgun under Indiana's new constitutional carry law, which went into effect July the 1st. Local news reported that he steadied himself against a pole before firing 10 rounds at the shooter from a distance of 40 yards, bringing the shooter to the ground. That's pretty effective. That's pretty impressive, in fact. I mean, I can only hope that that would be what I would do. But I digress. In contrast, soon to be out of a job, Chief Pete Arredondo of the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District was actually specifically trained for just these kind of scenarios. I mean, just these kind. And he still ordered officers not to enter the classroom where the gunman had barricaded himself in with 4th graders. Records now show that he had recently completed 8 hours of active shooter training in December of 2021. He went through 8 hours of the same training in 2020 and 16 hours of terrorism response tactics active shooter in 2019. The Uvalde Police Department bragged on Facebook in 2018 about a grant that equipped every officer with body armor. It does not tell me which type. Rifle armor is heavier, and it is probably more of a pain to wear. So I'm going to guess it was probably level 3, which is handgun, but it's soft and it's light. But I don't know. A Texas Department of Public Safety spokesman tried to defend the indefensible and the inaction of the police, explaining they could have been shot in a CNN interview. And I'm sorry, sir, but that's the job. That's the job. I do not expect every police officer to be a combination of Chuck Norris, Sylvester Stallone, and Jean-Claude Van Damme, but I do expect them to do the job. Period. If I were a cop, I would be doing the job. And I thought about being one, and when I figured out that I could be killed just for stopping an old lady on the, on the road, she might cap me for that, I decided, nope, I'm not going to have in on that one. And that was back in 1990. I was thinking that way even then. So, but anyway. DPS Director Stephen Craw admitted that the efforts made by police outside the barricaded door to try and break through either that door or another door to get inside the classroom amounted to none. Zero. Police even reportedly detained concerned parents who tried to rush into the school when officers would not. Not only were they cowards, but they were nefarious. They weren't, It just defies me. In contrast, Dickon did not run from the shooter. He did not express any fears that he would be shot. He pushed his girlfriend, 19-year-old Shay Goldman, to safety and told her to stay down while he engaged the shooter, according to Goldman's grandmother. As a private citizen, he put himself in danger to save others, and he did more to protect the lives of strangers than the Uvalde police did to protect the citizens that they are sworn to defend. He's not yet made any statements, and his lawyers asked for his privacy to be respected. Goldman's grandmother said he needs prayers because he took someone's life. Taking someone's life is hard. But with consideration for his privacy, his name is the one that deserves to be plastered across headlines as a hero, not the name of the 20-year-old killer. And his actions remind us that even when law enforcement does everything right, unlike what actually happened in Uvalde, this still means if everything had happened right and Eli Dickon was not there, this means that this guy probably kills 10, 15, 20 people, minimum. He wasn't a very good shot, apparently, but it still means he kills a lot of people. And this underlines the one thing for you to remember. When this unfolds in front of you, no one's coming. You are your first line. You are your own first line of defense. The distance from your hand to a holster on your hip will always be shorter than the distance that police have to travel to the scene. And then you have to make a presumption. When you make that 911 call, you have to make a presumption that the police you are calling is, they're going to come and they're going to rescue you. But most of the time, when these things occur, by the time the police get there, it's over. So you're not going to get rescued. There is no rescue. There is no knight. You got to get on the horse yourself. You got to be your own knight. Nobody in Uvalde thought before that incident at Robb Elementary School that the officers there would show regrettable cowardice. And sometimes you have to accept a daunting, insurmountable fact. And for some people, it would probably be almost quite debilitating. But it is a simple fact nonetheless. Sometimes you have to rely upon your own courage. Sometimes you have to rely upon your own skill set. And sometimes you're going to have to rely on your own gun. Because when you're calling a bunch of guys with guns to come and save you, time is not going to be on your side. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
ICE is ramping up deportations as the Biden administration policy awaits a Supreme Court decision. The San Diego Union-Tribune is reporting that ICE is no longer prioritizing the deportation of illegal immigrants with a criminal history and is now arresting illegal immigrants at their scheduled check-ins. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha at the White House podium gives an update on the status of President Biden's COVID diagnosis and treatment.
It's great to see the president doing better. He's doing better because he is vaccinated, he is boosted, he's getting treatment. He is getting world-class treatment, exactly what you would expect for the president of the United States.
He says the president is sleeping and eating. The White House says Biden continues to work in isolation and that his symptoms are improving. USA Radio News. Two men suspected of trafficking fentanyl in the United States skipped their court appearance on Thursday.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each to be held without bond if they turn up on the system. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Investigators have again come up empty in the search for the remains of Teamster union boss Jimmy Hoffa, who disappeared 47 years ago. The FBI announced on Thursday that a nine-month investigation debunked the deathbed confession by a man who claimed he buried Hoffa's body in a barrel under a bridge in Jersey City, New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Recently, a lot of us were harumphing and sticking our chests out and beating on it and everything else because a bunch of Republicans in the Senate got together with a bunch of Democrats in the Senate and put together something called the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. And a lot of us were sitting there going, harumph, harumph. How dare they? How the, you know, all this other stuff. Now, when I looked at it and when I saw it, when I had Alan Gottlieb on Lock and Load and we talked about it. And when we looked at what it actually did, we were having a hard time. I mean, Alan's position is this, what does an enhanced background check look like? That hasn't even been described or designed. And every state that wants red flag laws already has them. They don't have to be incentivized. They're not going to take bribes to do it. Because one thing about state politicians, they really like being politicians. So they're going to pretty much toe the constituents line because everything is right there in front of them. Now, maybe, and I don't know, because I haven't had any conversations with these cats, maybe the senators on the Republican side realized that when they were passing this, when they signed off on this, that this was not going to satisfy the congressional Democrats in their unending effort to restrict gun rights and demonize you, along with the people who make and sell guns. So, as November draws ever closer, in the House, they've been having these Mickey Mouse show trials, I mean hearings, in order to gin up sympathetic media coverage while generating campaign talking points and fundraising fodder. So, they held hearings to lay the groundwork for what are essentially workarounds for anti-gun legislators. They're looking for ways to punish you. And they're very upset that the Supreme Court seems insistent upon upholding the position that enumerated rights, especially the right to keep and bear arms, means exactly what it says. So they were marking up H.R. 1808, the latest assault weapons ban, and H.R. 2814, the Equal Access to Victims of Gun Violence Act. Now, 1808 was exactly what it sounded like. It was another proposed ban of the evil black rifles, and they were making up things as they went. Cicilline said that a stabilizing brace on an AR-15 pistol is actually works like a bump stock, and it facilitates the rapid firing, and it's almost a fully automatic when you do that. And Massey tried to explain it to him. He said, you should look it up on Wikipedia. Go look it up on the Internet. You're going to find out, will you see to me that that is not a bump stock or does not act like a bump stock if you look it up? And, you know, he couldn't get anything out of it. Cicilline and all these other guys. But 2814, on the other hand, is not exactly what it's implied. It's not a crusade to protect innocent victims. It's an attempt to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And that just keeps people from suing a gun manufacturer for making a gun. Because that inevitably would happen. The CEOs of three gun companies were invited by House Oversight Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney, which that's laughable that they put her in charge of anything. They're not going to be there. They have scheduling issues. But let's look at how they were invited. In the invitation, Maloney said the sale and marketing of assault weapons and the broad civil immunity that has been unfairly granted to manufacturers would be part of the discussion. She also wrote that the CEO's products, these particular ones, have been used for decades to carry out homicides and even mass murders. And, you know, I would definitely be canceling things just to go appear at that one and take that dressing down for something I didn't do. I'd be excited to be part of it. Fortunately, it's likely that neither one of these are going to go very much further than the floor of the House. Because the House right now is being ruled as a mob. A mob of this. There's no reaching across the aisle. And the Democrats in this that actually want to remain in Congress, who know they're probably toast, they're in disarray right now. They don't want to be a part of this. They don't see the point of this. If these things manage to pass in the House, though, Cornyn has already indicated, I won't be back for Act 2. This is all the gun control you get when they're out there saying the first piece of major gun control to pass in decades. Well, it actually wasn't all that major. Now, for the watchers of Washington, the observers there, they don't think this is going to pass anywhere. But, you know, a lot of this is all done, once again, like I said, for show. Now, if you want to look at the impact of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, there's a whole lot of media exaggeration of some aspects of this legislation, and the positives have largely been ignored. Like, one of the negatives is defining engaged in business. Now, this is where, if you were a private owner, people were making out that if you went and sold a gun at a gun show, or you went and sold a gun to a friend, you were now an unlawful, unlicensed dealer, which is not what this does. It's not accurate at all. It does remove the personal transactional qualifier for being in business, but it specifically addresses repeated conduct for the purpose of profit. So this would mean that if you're buying a gun at retail, that you have to sell it for more than retail, which I don't know who does that. I would love to meet that person. Now, this does not include someone who's buying or selling firearms for or from a personal collection. People who could find themselves afoul of the new regs would be those who build and sell for profit. Guns themselves or someone who regularly attends gun shows selling new guns. That would definitely qualify as being engaged in firearms commerce. The builder-seller would probably qualify as being engaged in the unlicensed manufacture and sale of firearms. This has not been okay in a very long time. This has been illegal for forever. But the biggest positive impact of the act has nothing to do with the regulatory change. They made an upfront admission of the fact that there's a mental illness issue that is much or more to do with mass casualty events than an overstated gun problem. Yes, it is true the tool of choice for the crazy will probably be the gun. But the gun industry's been addressing mental health issues for a long time, longer than Congress. And this may be the first positive step taken this way by Congress toward addressing one of the root causes of many societal issues. Then they could remove the, or, you know, modernize the NICS database, as well provide means for states to actually get it together. But this is, you know, the BSCA is much ado about nothing. And this is why anti-gun groups are still furiously demanding more anti-gun measures from the Biden administration. Sham trials, not fact-finding, sham trials. But if you doubt there's, you know, if you doubt this, there's always Senator Dick Durbin's in the Senate hearing, entitled After the Highland Park Attack, Protecting Our Communities from Mass Shootings. That will probably pass blame for criminal acts by crazed criminals onto the entire industry and you for simply existing. So, I realize that your hair may be on fire while you're sitting there saying, I saw it on Fox News. One step closer to an assault weapon ban on Fox News. They didn't even have that headline on CNN. They didn't even have that story on CNN. I don't know if that's an attempt at reverse psychology, but anybody that's out there thinking, oh, Fox News, they're the bastion of conservatism, think again. Don't get too worked up over it yet. Don't get too worked up over it yet. And remember this, right now in the House, I want to see, it has passed out of committee, but it still hasn't gone up for a full vote. It'll be interesting to see where it goes from there. And if they have, you know, 10 Democrats defect, gun smoked. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One last time, eh? This is Gun Owners News Hour. I do not idolize any politicians, and that's because if you know any of them, there's some that are resolute and try to do as much as they can. They try to learn as much as they can, and at the same time, most of them don't. And after they get to a certain level and after they stay there long enough, I think certain things become so overwhelming as far as their time that they just give up, and now they leave it to their staff to get their little index cards and their notes ready and, you know, do the research for them, and then they're just out there as the reader of the data. Like Democratic New York Representative Jerry Nadler, completely ignorant of what a gun is or does, and completely ignorant of what the Supreme Court has said, and completely ignorant of the Second Amendment, he's in charge of a Democrat-led bill in this committee, the Judiciary Committee, that intends to confiscate guns in common use. That was what they were talking about on Wednesday. Republican North Carolina Representative Dan Bishop asked House Democrats if they dispute the fact that the proposed legislation would ban firearms in common use throughout the country. Would anyone on the other side dispute that this bill would ban weapons that are in common use in the United States today? Nadler replied, "That's the point of the bill." So Bishop, probably living in a very logical world, realizing what just happened in the Supreme Court, realizing what Heller says, McDonald says, and now Bruin, asks again, "So to clarify, Mr. Chairman, you're saying it is the point of the bill to ban weapons that are in common use in the United States today?" Yes, Nadler clarified. The problem is that they are in common use. This was introduced by Democratic Rhode Island Representative David Cicilline. Remember, he's the one that said, "I don't say blank to me about constitutional rights." This is a guy. He's supposed to be a lawyer too. He's supposed to have taken an oath. Nah. This is said that the whole purpose of this is to ban assault weapons, without defining what that is, including all AK types of weapons and AR-15s. Now, of course, it doesn't touch the M1 Garand, which will blow a hole through a barn. It doesn't touch the Mini 14, which is basically, essentially the same thing, except for looks, as an AR-15. It doesn't touch those. It would ban semi-automatic weapons that contain a magazine, a pistol or forward grip, and a folding, telescoping, or detachable stock. It also intends to ban weapons that can fire more than 10 rounds or contains a threaded barrel or second pistol grip. Now, I don't know how they're going to measure a weapon that, you know, you can have a single shot rifle that'll fire, you can fire it 11 times. The representative then told Cicilline that he had used his advanced legal skills to obfuscate the Supreme Court's ruling on the case, Heller case, which deemed a ban on handguns a violation of the Second Amendment. The decision further protected the citizen's right to keep and bear arms that are in common use. What you suggest that this order can possibly comply with what the Supreme Court has held is in now three separate cases is absolutely absurd. You defy the Supreme Court of the United States in the same way the Democrats mounted massive resistance to Brown versus the Board of Education. We're going to explain that to the American people in the course of this hearing. This, of course, would also ban magazines run by most every pistol that is carried by law enforcement, military, and me and you. The court has ruled in the McDonald case that the self-defense is a basic right. And it also ruled that the Second Amendment applies to states. And then he referenced the Bruin case that states implementing proper calls to contain a permit is a violation of the 14th Amendment. And he said, this bill bans many types of weapons that are in common use in the United States today. This is according to Mr. Bishop. They make mention of how many AR-15 type rifles are out there today, which is a guess at best. They like to throw about, I've seen the same figure, 300 million guns. Now they say 400 million guns. And, I don't know where they get the numbers from. I don't think it's that low. They say 20 million AR-15 style rifles. Well, that may be just AR-15s, but how many AKs? How many Galils? How many, there's lots of magazine-fed semi-automatic rifles out there. Just that, the AR-15 is the most popular one. Now, this happens in the same week as Eli Dickin, which I just find the sublime timing of this on the part of the Democrats to be just so funny. Because they're ignoring one very basic thing, and I've said this a few times today. A shooting event is often over before law enforcement arrives at the scene. And the bad guys, the shooters, the rampage killers, they're looking for a soft target. They're going to try to find a gun-free zone. This guy, that went to this mall, thought that maybe he saw the Simon policy said guns are forbidden, which that's a policy, not a law. That's a policy, not a law. So this was his hoped-for mass casualty event. And sometimes a good guy who educates himself and figures out what is policy and what is law realizes that at the very least in this case, if he were in the Simon Mall and security there noticed he had a concealed carry weapon on him somehow, if he didn't conceal it very well, they might ask him to leave. And if he didn't leave, he'd be charged with trespass. And then he could probably come back right back in if he went and parked his gun somewhere. So it's really not carrying any force of law. Remember that part. Sometimes that law-abiding citizen who does that homework becomes a hero by ending the shooting and the shooter. To me, this kid, Dickin, he's a hero. But I thought Rittenhouse was a hero, too, because he showed remarkable composure, as did this kid. Now, I'm not on the left. If I was on the left, I would hate this. Let's go into details. This guy went into a restroom on the food court, came out of the restroom in an operational posture, started shooting. He got far enough to kill three people and injure at least two others, and then he was shot and killed by an armed civilian bystander. This shooter, Jonathan Sapirman, was a troubled individual. He recently quit a warehouse job and was evicted from his apartment. He did have a juvenile record for fighting at a school and had run away from home, but he had no criminal history as an adult. So he passed a background check. Okay. He reportedly had two rifles and a handgun in his possession and about 100 rounds of ammunition, 24 of which he fired before he was shot dead by Eli Dickin. who fired 10 times at 40 yards. Now, I will tell you this, and this is just me being breaking this down analytically. This is not a guy that I think was actually a gun guy per se. I don't know why he brought two rifles and a pistol to a rampage shooting. That just seems like a lot of stuff to carry to me. But anyway, the Good Samaritan bystander had no prior law enforcement or military experience. He sought to have acted almost immediately. He was surprisingly proficient and accurate. He closed in with him. He got everybody else out of the way. Once he was down, he turned himself into mall security. He was handcuffed by local police and taken for questioning. And then the police chief said, on behalf of the city of Greenwood, I am grateful for his quick action and heroism in this situation. For all the left-leaning pundits and gun control advocates, they were quick to question and criticize the young man who may have saved dozens of lives. Like the Good Samaritan, right? CBS said, this comes from a Bible passage of a man from Samaria who stopped on the side of the road to help a man who was injured and ignored. I cannot believe we live in a world where the term can equally apply to someone killing someone. My God. Isn't that like coming out against Batman? What kind of snowflake are you, friend? Shannon Watts, Shannon Squeaky Watts, she got out there. I don't know who needs to hear this, but when a 22-year-old illegally brings a loaded gun into a mall and kills a mass shooter armed with an AR-15 after he already killed three people and wounded others, this is not a ringing endorsement of our implementation of the Second Amendment. I beg to differ with you, Squeaky. It is exactly the implementation of the Second Amendment as it is supposed to be. It provides for the general defense of others. And yourself. This guy had his girlfriend with him. That wasn't going to happen. He wasn't going to let that happen. Sunny Hostin. I can't get into her because she's just too stupid. Hey, I'll be back next week. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.